Chapter 6. Just as I was about to pull open the crude wooden door, it swung out, nearly hitting us both. We leaped back as a man burst out from the dark doorway of the hut. He glared at us with wild black eyes. He had long gray-white hair down past his shoulders, tied behind him in a loose ponytail. His face was bright red, sunburned maybe, or maybe red from anger. He stared at us with a menacing scowl, standing bent over, stooped from being inside the low hut. He wore a loose-fitting white t-shirt, dirt-stained and wrinkled over heavy black trousers that bagged over his sandals. As he glared at us with those amazing black eyes, his mouth opened, revealing rows of jagged yellow teeth. Huddling close to my sister, I took a step back. I wanted to ask him who he was, why he lived in the swamp. I wanted to ask if he could help us find our way back home. A dozen questions flashed through my mind. But all I could utter was, sorry. Then I realized that Emily was already running away. Her ponytail flew behind her as she dived through the tall weeds. And a second later, I was running after her. My heart pounded, my sandal squished over the soft ground. "Hey, Emily! Wait up! Wait up!" I ran over the rough carpet of dead leaves and twigs. As I struggled to catch up to her, I glanced behind me and cried out in terror. "Emily! He's chasing us!"